Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
All right, 19 past 8 o'clock here on a Thursday morning, getting ready for Memorial Day on Monday. Memorial Day means there will be a parade in Port Huron. Ryan McCann from Veterans Affairs, St. Clair County Veterans Affairs office, is here to tell us more about it. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
This is something that your office has sort of taken over the organizational duties the last couple of years or so, right?
We have. Probably within the last 5 years, we've kind of adopted it, readopted it back from the community, only because we just kind of wanted a home base for this. It was something that was previously done just out of the kindness and hard work of community members in St. Clair County. So we kind of just stepped in and said, hey, need a little help?
There you go. Tell us, kind of walk us through what happens on Monday.
Yeah, so Monday we're going to be doing our lineup between 9 and 11:30 at the on Quay Street right in front of the Zebra. After the lineup from 11:30 to 12, it'll be a short parade down Huron to Pine Grove Park, where we're going to have a short little ceremony, but also a very important ceremony because we're going to be adding three names to the soldier monument this year. Not only that, we have a very exciting guest speaker, the commander of the VFW, Andrea Manline, who's really excited to do her thing. And it's just going to be a great day, a beautiful day, and hopefully something that will kind of help open the way to summer for everybody.
Absolutely. The monument with the new names, tell us about that.
Yeah, so there is a monument in Pine Grove Park. Whether you've seen it or not, you've probably seen it. On Memorial Day, there's actually a flame on top of the monument that's lit, so kind of mirroring the eternal flame. But the monument itself has names of St. Clair County and Port Huron residents who lost their lives in Vietnam War, World War II, World War I, all the way back to the Civil War.
Wow. And you're adding three new names to that.
Yep. And the reason why we add names, this is another project done by the community, namely Daniel Crocker, who's a huge advocate for veterans and their families. But basically what he does is a research project to find out names that maybe aren't recognized as soldiers who passed away in Port Huron and make sure that they get that recognition.
Yeah, that is an ongoing project he's been doing for years.
Absolutely.
And years. Just a painstaking amount of research that goes into that. How's everything else at Veterans Affairs? What's keeping you folks busy these days?
Everything's great. What's keeping us busy is the same thing keeping everybody else busy, you know, kind of not knowing what's going on, mm-hmm. but knowing that there is at least, you know, some places where things don't change, especially with our office. You know, the things that seem to change in the community with us are things that help us to address veterans' needs better. So it's been good for us. We have a lot of services that we previously didn't really have, just because the community's been so strong in referrals and networking and just picking up the slack for each other. So our ability to help people with emergency financial situations, to file disability claims for themselves, but not only their family, you know, maybe even not physically in St. Clair County. We've upgraded all our systems recently, so we can do just about everything remote if we need to. But we're still there 5 days a week, ready to field any questions, concerns, help for veterans that may pop up.
All right. Very good. Ryan, thanks for coming in. Thanks for telling us about the parade on Monday. Appreciate it.
You got it.
Ryan McCann with us from the Veterans Affairs Office in St. Clair County. It's 8:23 now.